All right, well, good morning, everyone. My name is Tim Burgess. I'm Probate Judge Commission Chairman of Cherokee County. And it's with honor this morning that I will preside over this investiture ceremony. And on behalf of District Attorney-elect Summer Summerford and Sheriff Jeff Shaver, I would like to welcome everybody that is here today. I want to say a special welcome to our elected officials, our distinguished guests, family, friends, colleagues, and judges. And just let me just say a special thank you to the Honorable Mike O'Dell, who I'm not sure I haven't seen Mike this morning, but he was district attorney, and for all of his service and all of his years, we want to thank him and Bob Johnston for the work that they did in our county. Let me just say also, before we get started, I want everybody to do this. Check your cell phone, okay? Now, the theme to the Andy Griffith Show is a real catchy tune, but in this particular setting, it might go off at the wrong time. So please silence your phone so that we can get through this without interruption. To begin with, we'll start our ceremony this morning with a Pledge of Allegiance and also invocation. The Pledge of Allegiance this morning will be led by the Honorable Dwayne Amos. And our invocation this morning is by Brother Eddie Nation, who is the pastor of the First Baptist Church of Center. So let's all stand together as we have our pledge and our invocation.
Attention, salute, pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let's pray together. Father, we are just thankful that we can come into your presence today, Lord, in giving you praise and all honor and glory. It belongs to you. Father, on this wonderful occasion, Lord, this morning, we are so thankful, Lord, for Summer and for Jeff. Thankful, Lord, for the ways that you will use them and to have used them, Father, in our community to administer justice, Lord, with mercy, and we're thankful for that. Father, today I do pray, Lord, for Summer and for Josh, and I thank you for them, their family, Lord, and how that they serve here in our community. I thank you for Jeff and Jenny and their family, Lord, that you would just continue to use them in a mighty way. Father, now as we come through this time and as we hear these oaths that are going to be given and taken, Father, we just pray that everything would be for your glory, Father, and for the good of your people. And so, Father, we do pray your blessings. Father, we pray that this community, Lord, would come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And, Father, under his headship and under his lordship, Father, that we would serve you. So, again, just for today, just for Summer and Jeff especially, I lift them before you. Father, meet their needs. Father, use them, Father, and in just a special way. And we ask it all in Christ's name. Amen. Amen.
You may be seated. Now, I was always taught ladies first, so we're going to begin this morning with Summer Summerford. Let me just say that Summer graduated from Cedar Bluff High School and attended Auburn University, where she graduated magna cum laude in 2006. She received her law degree from the Cumberland School of Law. That's the law school at Samford University, where she served as a member of the Trial Advocacy Board, the National Negotiation Team, and the National Arbitration Team. Summer served as a clerk in the Violent Crimes Division of the Attorney General's Office and an extern at the Jefferson County District Attorney's Office before starting her own firm in 2009. She joined the District Attorney's Office in 2018 and was promoted to Deputy District Attorney in 2020. Summerford has prosecuted many different types of cases, including serious felony assaults and murder cases. Summer's a member of the Cherokee County Republican Executive Committee, an associate member of the DeKalb County Republican Women, member of the Cherokee Republican Women, and a member of the DeKalb Lodge of the Fraternal Order of Police. Summer is married to career law enforcement officer Josh Summerford, a Sylvania graduate who started at the DeKalb County Sheriff's Office over 20 years ago, and is the chief deputy of the Cherokee County Sheriff's Office. They have two children, Mabry and Eli. Summer is the first woman elected as district attorney in this circuit and won the first contested DA's race in the circuit since the late 1950s, winning 71% of the total vote and 76% in Cherokee County. Let me just tell you that it is the district attorney that carries the burden of prosecuting crimes and advocating for victims and victims' families and the children of our community. It is with distinct honor that I present to you for installment to the Office of District Attorney, 9th Judicial District, the Honorable Summer McWhorter Summerford. The oath of office will be administered by the Honorable District Judge Wes Mobley. Folks, I give you Summer Summerford.
I, Summer Summerford.
I, Summer Summerford.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Alabama.
And the Constitution of the State of Alabama.
So long as I continue a citizen thereof.
So long as I continue a citizen thereof.
And that I will faithfully.
And that I will faithfully.
And honestly.
And honestly.
Discharge the duties.
Discharge the duties
of district attorney.
Of district attorney.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank y'all for being here this morning. There have been lots of comments about why we all decided to do this on Friday the 13th. But for those of us in the justice system, we know crazy things happen every day, and Friday the 13th is just another day, like any other day. So I want to thank you for being here. Thank you, Judge Burgess and Judge Mobley. Thank you for the circuit judges for being here. Brother Eddie for leading us in prayer. I appreciate that. This is a good time, if you don't know him, which I think most people in here do, I'll introduce our what some refer to as a wrecking ball, but this is Eli speaking down here, who probably will not get to stay in here for very long. And Mabry, of course. Mabry has had an up-close lesson in civics and the election process that probably most people never get. The one thing that her daddy never could convince her to do, though, was to go knock on somebody's door, just randomly. So he convinced me to do it, but he never was successful convincing her to do it. So I want to thank you all for being here. I'm humbled and awed to stand in front of you as your new district attorney. I look out here and I see a lot of family and friends and colleagues and coworkers and a lot of people who have become family. There's a lot of folks out here, and you know who you are, who spent many Saturdays building frames for signs, putting out signs, repairing signs, because I tell you, the wind in the spring is rough on signs, especially on top of mountains. People who gave up their Saturdays and other nights to drive in parades and to just walk around sweating wearing a t-shirt that had my name on it. So I appreciate all of that. I've said many times that running a campaign, especially a multi-county campaign, is like raising a child. You can't do it by yourself. It takes a village, and I appreciate my village and everything they did. So one evening, not long after the campaign started, when we had a newborn, We were riding in the car, Josh and I were, and we'd been, I don't even know where we were. We'd been somewhere, we were coming home, and I was feeling a bit overwhelmed, but not for the obvious reasons. And I told Josh, I said, I really just don't understand. I said, I don't know what to think and how to process all these people who want to help me, who are giving their time and their resources, and who are doing things that I didn't know really people did for other people. You know, calling other people, putting me in contact with people, all the things that are part of a campaign. And I told Josh, I said, I don't know how I can ever thank all these people for everything they're doing. And he looked at me in the way only Josh can look at me and basically said, they don't want anything from you. They just want you to do a good job. Mm-hmm. Work hard and do a good job. That's how you repay them. And so I have replayed that in my mind every day since then. Every time I think, how can I thank everyone? And how can I do what needs to be done? And then I just think, well, my goal and the goal of my office is to work hard and do a good job. And it's as simple as that. You know, preparing remarks for today, I tried to think, what kind of, you know, big grand speech can I give, and all these, you know, how quotable can it be? You know, all of us aren't like Judge Burgess. It doesn't just sound good when we stand up and start talking. But then I remembered that the people of the circuit elected me, and that's not how I talk. I tend to get more to the point and use fewer words than more at times. And so that's when I thought, well, I'll just say it like I say it, which is we're going to work hard and we're going to do our best to do a good job. Our goal is to leave things better than we found it. That's it. Eli was 5 days old when Mike came to our house. We had just gotten back from the hospital. Eli was a bit jaundiced, and we had to, you know, check Billy Rubens and all that. And we had just gotten back from the hospital. He was 5 days old, and I'm going to admit, I didn't feel real good right then. I wasn't at my best. But Mike came to us and said, you know, Betsy and I have prayed about it, and we've talked about it, and we just feel like this is the time that I'm supposed to retire and that I'm not going to run again. So you would think ordinarily that might be a good time to, you know, freak out a little bit. But that's not what happened. Josh and I talked about it, we prayed about it. And the one thing that I have figured out is that when you are doing what you're supposed to do, you have peace about it. And we have had peace this whole time. I know God sometimes calls us to do things, and in the end, the result is not what on earth we consider success, but it's for some other purpose. So I didn't go into it thinking, well, absolutely, I'm going to win. I went into it thinking, this is what I'm supposed to do, and the reason will reveal itself in time. So we had great peace throughout this process. But, you know, it is a difficult thing. It is a difficult thing. Josh and I have had many discussions at our house. You know, we're both in the criminal justice system, but we have different perspectives. We come from different places in the system. And we've had many discussions. Some might even characterize some of them as debates or disagreements about how things work, how things should work, what should happen. But here is what we have come up with in all parts of life when it's time to make a difficult decision, because sometimes, quite frankly, there is no good answer, but you still have to come up with an answer. And what we have decided, and the way that we make decisions, the way I make decisions, is that I make the right decision for the right reason. I make sure it's a moral, ethical, legal decision. And then at the end of the day, I can defend what I've done and I can look at myself in the mirror. That's how I make decisions. Because this is a complicated world, and looking out here, I know many of you know what I'm talking about. Sometimes things aren't always black and white, but all we can do is our best. In the rules of professional responsibility, they say that a prosecutor is not just an advocate. but a prosecutor is a minister of justice. And that's not something that I forget. It's not something I will forget. And that is something that will be at the forefront of my mind. We live in a changing world. I was looking the other day, the National FOP had put out the updated statistics from last year, and in 2022, 331 officers were shot in the line of duty, and 89 of those were ambush-style attacks. And of course, those numbers are up from the years preceding that. So I look over here at this whole section of folks who are in uniform and who are carrying a badge and a gun, and you think, whew, that has to be a very special person, a very brave person to take that on, especially in today's climate. But as public servants, you and all public servants, which we have many public servants in here, we're all often easy targets for people, but we still have to do the right thing for the right reason and move on. And I think Condoleezza Rice, Alabama's own Condoleezza Rice, said it when she said, "There's no greater challenge and no greater honor than to be a public servant." And that's true. It's not something you do because of the money that you make or because you'll be the most popular person. You do it because you're called to do it. So 4 years ago, I spoke at Sheriff Shaver's swearing in, and the deputies and several other elected officials, and I spoke about being a public servant and how you are often an easy target, and I used a quote that I use quite often, but there's a lot of new faces from 4 years ago, so I want to say this again as a challenge to all public servants. It's a quote from one of my favorite presidents, Theodore Roosevelt. "A soft, easy life is not worth living if it impairs the fiber of brain and heart and muscle. We must dare to be great, and we must realize that greatness is the fruit of toil and sacrifice and high courage. For us is the life of action, of strenuous performance of duty. Let us live in the harness, striving mightily. Let us rather run the risk of wearing out than resting out." So that is a challenge to all of us to not choose a soft and easy life so that this county might enjoy the fruits of our toil and sacrifice. And at the end of our careers, I hope someone can say that because of our life of action and strenuous performance of duty, that the citizens of Cherokee County have known that they are in good hands. So at this point, I'm almost done talking, which everybody will probably be glad about, but I do want to recognize a few people. My brother, a lot of you know him, he took the wrecking ball out so you could hear, but Jonathan McWhorter, Coach Mack, is how a lot of people know him, and my dad, who was the designated babysitter for a really long time with Eli, so we would not have been able to do it without his help. I also want to recognize some of our staff members. We've got Abby and Leanna, who will not be happy that I pointed them out in a crowd, but most everybody knows them, and the office would not run without them. So we appreciate everything they do. And we have three of our four assistant district attorneys here today. Y'all stand up. So we've got Brady Burns, who Mike was very kind in allowing us to go ahead and start doing some things in preparation for the new term. And so Brady has been with us since August, and I think week two we had him sitting in a jury trial for an aggravated child abuse case. So we have thrown him into the mix, and he's done a wonderful job, and we're happy to have Brady. Stana Geis, she has taken on way more than her fair share when I've had to take time off. That means that she did what she was doing and what I had been doing also. So appreciate Stan and everything she does and her work ethic. And Colby Matthews, today is his first day of work. So if you have not met him, then you need to get over and meet Colby. Colby has been in private practice. He's from Fort Payne. And his heart has led him to want to be a prosecutor, and so we're going to give him that opportunity, and we are excited to have Colby. Thank y'all. And Dennis, many of you know Dennis. He is not just laying out. He is actually working right now. There's something that he is working on for us. So I just want to assure you that we are on the job and we are ready to work for the people of this circuit. As a matter of fact, we've got jury trials coming up a week from Monday. Judge Bell loves trials, so he went ahead and set some pretty soon after the start of the term, which is fine. We're just continuing on, and we're doing everything we can to serve the citizens of this circuit. And we appreciate everyone being here today. Thank you.
Thank you, Summer. You know, it's very evident from the very beginning that Summer was committed to this position. There was a time when it was just kind of a weird time. I was asked to speak at different things in the county, different clubs and all, and Summer was, during her campaign, was always at these places, and she was at every ball game and every event in the county. Not only did she have to do that here, but she had to do it in DeKalb County, and I wondered how in the world a lady who had just given birth to a baby could do this. So let me tell you something, folks. I believe she is very committed to this position, and Cherokee County is blessed to have someone who takes this job serious and is going to do the best job that she can for Cherokee County. So, Summer, thank you for your commitment. We're going to move on now and turn our attention to Sheriff Jeff Shaver. I think I can read this without my glasses. No, I can't. It's always the biggest people that write the smallest. I don't know why that is, but it is. Sheriff Jeff Shaver began his law enforcement career 42 years ago as an Alabama State Trooper cadet in 1981. During his year of training at the Demanding Academy in Selma, Shaver worked and trained in every division of the Department of Public Safety. Upon graduation, he was sent to Russell County for 10 months before transferring to Cherokee County in 1983. He obtained the rank of sergeant and was serving as assistant post commander of the Jacksonville Trooper Post at his retirement in 2006. He has a Bachelor of Science degree in criminal justice from Jacksonville State University. He is a graduate of the National Sheriff's Institute. He is a member of the National Sheriff's Association, the Alabama Sheriff's Association District Director, and serves on the Executive Committee. And in 2022, our very own Sheriff Jeff Shaver was voted and selected as the Alabama Sheriff of the Year, and that is among his peers, which is a great honor. Sheriff Shaver was first elected in Cherokee County as Cherokee County Sheriff in 2006 and is beginning his fifth term. Sheriff Shaver is married to State Representative Jeannie Shaver. They have three children, Jake, Jeannie Lee, and Harry, and they also have two grandchildren. Let me also say that it is the sheriff that carries the burden of enforcing the laws that have been established for the citizen that he represents. It is with distinct honor that I present to you for installment to the office of sheriff, the Honorable Jeff Shaver. The oath of office will be administered by the Honorable District Judge Wes Mobley. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Sheriff Jeff Shaver.
I, Jeff Shaver,
Do solemnly swear
that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Alabama.
Constitution of the State of Alabama.
So long as I continue.
So long as I continue.
A citizen thereof.
A citizen thereof.
And that I will faithfully.
And I will faithfully.
And honestly.
And honestly.
Discharge the duties.
Discharge the duties.
Of sheriff.
Of sheriff.
To the best of my ability.
Best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate that. My remarks are going to be a lot shorter because I'm getting really warm in this jacket. I appreciate you being here. I'm not as good a speaker as Summer is or the judge. Not me. So I've got a few short remarks. I'd just like to thank God for everything he does for me every day. I'm going to thank my wife and Jake for being here. I think last time Jake was in Alaska, so I appreciate their love and support. It's blessed to work with such great people. We've got a great team at the Sheriff's Office, and I greatly appreciate them. Look forward to our next 4 years of progress. We have several big goals set for our office to accomplish. I want to continue to make Cherokee County a great place to live, work, and raise a family. Thank you for attending today. It's an honor to serve as your sheriff. Thank you. I'm going to swear in my Chief Deputy Josh Sumford first, then we'll swear in everybody else. If you'll stand and raise your right hand. Say, I speak your name, repeat after me.
I, Josh Sumford.
Solemnly swear or affirm.
Solemnly swear.
Or affirm.
Or affirm.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Alabama.
And the Constitution of the State of Alabama.
So long as I continue a citizen thereof.
So long as I continue a citizen thereof.
That I will faithfully and honestly.
That I will faithfully and honestly.
Discharge the duties.
Discharge the duties.
Of the office of Chief Deputy Sheriff.
Of the office of Chief Deputy Sheriff.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
So help me
God. So help me God.
I state your name.
I say your name.
Solemnly swear or affirm.
Solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Alabama.
And the Constitution of the State of Alabama.
So long as I continue a citizen thereof.
So long as I continue a citizen thereof.
That I will faithfully and honestly.
That I will faithfully and honestly.
Discharge the duties.
Discharge the duties.
The office of Deputy Sheriff.
The office of Deputy Sheriff.
The best of my ability.
The best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Well, to me, Sheriff Shaver embodies the term walk softly and carry a big stick. I don't know if you know him personally or not, but he always has this nice, quiet demeanor, but you know who's in charge. I just had some information passed along to me that they have 2.5 grandchildren, so congratulations to the Shaver family. Did not know that till this morning. This will conclude our ceremony for today. Let me just say a few things. We're very fortunate in Cherokee County to have the leadership that we have. I think these two individuals that we have sworn in this morning, you will find that they are conscientious leaders, that they care about the people that they are in charge of, and they care about the citizens of Cherokee County. So I'm very thankful and I'm very fortunate to live here and work with these two. I'm also very fortunate, or we are, that we have a sheriff's department that we have. You just heard them take their oath. Folks, this is the backbone of our law enforcement in this county. They keep us safe. It is a joy to know, and you can lay down and sleep at night because these men and women are there to serve and protect us. So ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for your commitment and what you do in our community. Also want to say that the work begins today to to make a brighter future for tomorrow. These individuals are being sworn in today, and they start their jobs, and it's going to be difficult. They've made a commitment to their community, and we should make a commitment to them, to help them in every way that we can to provide a brighter future for Cherokee County. That will conclude our service this morning, but if you will stand, I will have our benediction, and then you'll be dismissed. Let's stand together. Father, I just want to pause at this time, and I want to thank you for what we've witnessed this morning. Father, we are all witnesses of Jeff Shaver and Summer Summerford and our deputies and our chief deputy and everyone that took an oath this morning, Father, that they will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the state of Alabama, and they're going to perform their duties to the best of our ability. But Father, we know that you are a higher power, and we must, as individuals, take an oath to you that we will support you and that we will love you because you loved us first. We're so thankful for our community and how you have blessed us. Father, you've blessed us in so many ways that we can't even begin to think and to number those. Father, I just pray for continued blessings on our county. I pray for these that have taken the oath this morning that you'll put a hedge of protection around them as they serve us, Father, as they protect us. Father, I pray that you will protect them. Thank you so much for everyone that had a hand in today. And Father, I thank you for their families. Father, this is not only a commitment by these two individuals, but it is also a commitment from their families. And Father, I just pray that you will bless them and you will protect them in a mighty way. And as we leave today, we want to be always thankful and mindful for what you do for us and in everything. We want to give honor and praise to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We ask these things in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you. You are dismissed.